Recorded Books presents Viruses, Pandemics, and Immunity by Arup K. Chakraborty and Andre S. Shaw. Narrated by Donald Corin. To the Victims and Heroes of the COVID-19 Pandemic. Prologue. Throughout history, humans have contended with pandemics, and the written record since antiquity is replete with references to plagues, pestilence, and contagion. The end of the Middle Ages through the beginning of the Renaissance, a period of heightened creativity, was accompanied by a new freedom of movement around the Mediterranean and between Europe and Asia. But this increase in mobility was also linked to the spread of the plague. The Great Bubonic Plague of the 14th century occurred from 1347 to 1352. It spread throughout Europe and the Middle East, killing about 100 million people. The plague likely started in China and then passed into Eastern Europe through the Silk Road. Once in Italy, it was able to spread widely across Europe and eventually crossed the Mediterranean to the Middle East. This was not the first or last time the world suffered because of the plague. In AD 541, a pandemic began in Constantinople, the heart of the Byzantine Roman Empire, resulting in deaths equivalent to half the European population. The plague pandemic of the 19th century began in China in 1855 and first spread to India, where it killed over 10 million people. It would eventually spread across the world, with famous outbreaks in Hong Kong, San Francisco, Mecca, Glasgow, and Cuba. It was during this pandemic that scientists were first able to identify that a certain kind of bacterium causes the plague. It has the official name Yersinia pestis, after its discoverer, Alexandre Yersin. Black rats were discovered to be the hosts of this bacterium, and fleas from these rats infected humans with the disease. These discoveries led to public health measures aimed at reducing rat infestation and the development of insecticides to control fleas. Combined with the subsequent development of a vaccine, the plague gradually became a thing of the past in most countries, and now only small outbreaks resulting in a few thousand cases are reported each year. World War I saw one of the largest mobilizations of people around the world in history, with over 70 million troops involved. By 1970, many of these troops were mired in horrific conditions, sheltering in crowded trenches in northern France. This would prove to be a perfect breeding ground for a new pandemic that would kill 20 to 50 million people, many more than were killed in 4 years of war, about 15 million, including 6 million civilian casualties. The huge loss of life due to the pandemic that began in early 1918 almost certainly contributed to ending the war on November 11th, a day now remembered as Armistice Day, or in the United States as Veterans Day. The 1918 influenza pandemic was caused by a virus from the same family as the ones that caused the seasonal flu. Influenza viruses also caused pandemics in 1957, 1968, and 2009. In addition to the flu pandemics in the 20th century, pandemics and epidemics caused by cholera, smallpox, tuberculosis, measles, leprosy, malaria, and human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, resulted in a staggeringly large number of deaths around the globe. Because of dramatic improvements in sanitation and modern medicine, vaccines, antibiotics, and antiviral drugs, the devastation wrought by pandemics was largely forgotten by us, the inhabitants of the 21st century. But our perpetual battle with infectious disease-causing organisms and devastating pandemics is an integral part of the human story, and this war is not over. The enormous human and economic toll exacted by the COVID-19 disease vividly reminds us that infectious disease pandemics are one of the greatest existential threats to humanity. Most of us lack an understanding of the conceptual frameworks and facts necessary to critically consider issues that have suddenly become pertinent. The goal of this book is to provide readers with a description of how viruses function and emerge to cause pandemics, how our immune system combats them, how
Sample complete. Ready to continue?